Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.
The New York Post is saying there's now a new shortage in town.
Oh.
There's
what we
a
got now?
Shortage of cousins.
Mm. I feel like we're all cousins.
What?
I feel like we're all cousins.
What are you talking about, Willis?
How is there a shortage of cousins? There's like almost, there's nobody who isn't descended from somebody who has a second or third or tenth cousin. Like we're all cousins. We're all related. There's no shortage of cousins. I don't understand this cousin thing.
Very new age of you.
Cousins is not a brand. It's the kids you were forced to hang out with growing up.
They are, but listen. There are no, the seven of us were a force to be reckoned with. And you did not want us ding-dong-ditching you. You were in trouble. God, I love my cousins so much.
That's good. I know that this is, when I saw this story, I thought of you and went, you're one of the people, I do believe, this is my experience. I do believe it's more of an East Coast thing. It's probably not, but it's because
I think it's a proximity thing.
My parents got married and moved from New York to California. And then we've been the California family for all the rest of my childhood.
Like every family has the California kids. Mm-hmm. The one uncle and aunt who moved and you guys were those people.
Right. So I didn't grow up around cousins. I didn't grow up looking forward to seeing them. Mm. When we saw them, we were forced to hang out.
Oh.
It was exactly what's in that note. Like I would go, oh God.
Yeah. The boys love the cousins. My boys who also did not grow up with their cousins, they have a bunch of girl cousins on John's side that were all older and just doted on those boys like there was no tomorrow. And they love them. They see them. They have so much fun.
But they
hang out more with like my cousin Tucker's kids than they do with their own actual cousins.
They're, oh, really?
I guess they're second cousins because me and Tucker are first cousins.
Well, you guys make a point to see each other,
we
so
do.
They see. I get it.
Yes, so they know they grew up knowing each
other.
I
just always felt like it was forced, and it was that like it's the same thing I used to say about the girlfriend with the bag drop. Like the cousins come, they stay for 2 weeks. They're in all your stuff. Mm. Every time you turn around, you're like, oh God, I gotta go take them where. And then, you know, they come to the pool with you and all your friends are like, who's that guy?
It's my cousin. Hey, cuz.
And
did
then
you
they
have cousins
split.
Who are like the same age as you, like close in age?
Not really.
That's kind of key, too.
Not really.
Yeah. If you have to drag along younger cousins,
I liked them fine, but it was just that same thing where they'd show up. They'd spend 2 weeks here. We'd have to take them to Disneyland. We'd have to go to the beach. We'd have to.
Your tour guides.
My schedule would be like, guys, I got friends.
Yeah. I want to get on that bus and go to that ocean.
I got people and I got stuff and I don't, but it was.
I was the cousin that got forced on people.
Oh.
And I got told that as an adult, like later on my, because
I was
a step kid. and that's exactly what my cousin's like, you know, grandma made us hang out with you.
Oh.
Made us take you places. Yeah. None of us wanted to hang out with you.
Well, they put on a good
they
show because
like
you didn't
though.
Know.
Oh no, we're great now, but
okay.
They don't see each other very
well,
often.
Yeah, I don't see them very
What about Bob? You got a bunch of cousins?
No, I don't have a very big family. Mm-hmm. But I do remember my mom's sister. She has two kids. They're a decent amount younger than me and my brother. Oh. But one year we did all go to Disneyland together. We stayed in like joining motel rooms. It was so fun.
Oh, you loved it.
So are you close with them fun. Now that you guys are all grown up or
not super really. Close. Mm. We stay in touch.
Yeah. That's I definitely feel like I wish that my kids had had cousins the way I had cousins. Like my cousins, there's nothing like your family. You can, you know, they might as well be brothers and sisters.
My fiance, Susan, his mom is a twin.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
And their kids alternate in ages. So right now they're like 27, like his aunt has a 27-year-old, then a 28-year-old on his side, 29, 30.
Oh, so they're all super
all
close.
Like very close in age and grew up together. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's cool. The cousin pack is cool. And as we got older, like one of us got a license and we're all in the car and, you know, cruising the strip down in Hyannis. It's funny.
In Hyannis.
Yeah. All you know, right. very racy. A lot of like snooty Cape Cod people down there. Mm.
The idea behind the cousin shortage is that millennial parents are not having as many kids as that were around when they were growing up.
A lot of single kids.
Declining birth rates are the problem with the cousin shortage.
Yeah.
The idea has gone viral now as people talk about it. There's just not a lot of people with a lot of cousins. And we are all spread out.
Yeah, that is true. It's become so much easier to just move really anywhere. It's not like you're leaving everyone behind. They're on your phone anytime you want.
And sometimes it's not even about how it's easy to move. It's we can't afford to live here.
Right.
We got to move.
We're moving. Or the job is here.
Right.
It's just right. People go where they need to go. Support the fam.
So maybe we need to have a few more kids in this world.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably not, but you know.
I know this one family with five kids, and it's just, it really does stick out like a sore thumb. Even people with three kids, you're like, wow, three kids, that's a lot. But the five kids, I'm like, when I was growing up, there were plenty of families around that had five kids or even more in some cases. Like, it does seem like that's super unusual now.
Yeah, I took a lady out that had eight brothers and sisters.
Oh, boy.
And as she was telling me the story, she was like, no, my mom had to get help from us. And then we would each get like a day or part of a day just with mom.
Aww.
So that they could, well.
Otherwise, she'd never know her children. Now, which one are you? I don't know you. You're the one who takes care of that other one whose
you
name
say,
I don't know.
Oh, but it's sad that it really is sad. Like, it's not that heartwarming that one of the kids is like, I haven't seen mom in 5 days.
Right. I saw her down the hall. I caught a glimpse of her. She left dad's room. I assume that's dad's room. Could be my older brother's room. I don't know what's
Yikes.
Going on. I don't know what's going on in this house.
What's your name? Hey, you.
Yo, bub.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.